welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Do your job. That has been the mantra of this Patriots team all season long. And following the AFC Championship game and the victory over the Colts on Sunday at Gillette Stadium, that phrase came to life from Vince Wilfork, who helped a woman out of her car, which had flipped over on Route 1 following the game. He said quite simply, he was doing his job. Hear what he had to say about the incident inside the locker room on Monday.
I think anybody would do the same thing.
Well, when you went over to help, what did you see and how much were you able to do and interact with this person?
I saw the lady in there, man. I asked her, is she okay? Can she move? Can she grab my hand and kind of talk it through getting up? And I actually pulled her out of the window. The car, I actually opened up the door and pulled her out. So it wasn't a big deal. Like I said, it was just seeing somebody that needed help and help them.
Did your adrenaline get flowing there?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. Through football in the course of life, I learned, you know, just try to stay poised in certain situations. And I'm pretty sure she was kind of scared. So the last thing I wanted to do is have her panic. And that's the first thing I told her. I said, don't panic. I'll get you out of here. So we was fine. We got her out. Cops came, and that was about it.
Did she ever figure out who took her out of there?
She probably don't know.
Now, was there ever a chance of, or do you even think of, gee, this car, because sometimes when they do that, they can go up and, you know.
No.
It was clear to you that wasn't a possibility.
My job right then and there was to help the person in the car.
Did you see the accident? How loud it
No, I didn't see it. I just seen the car flipped over.
How surprised were you, Vince, when you pulled up?
I mean, it was, I don't know how quick it happened or, you know, how long she was there, but we just went over there and see if anybody was in there, and she was in there, so.
Was this something that required someone of your size and strength? I don't know. You talked about getting her out and opening the door. Was it something that required some use?
I never thought about it. I was, like I said, I was just trying to get her to safety.
But was she the only one in the car?
It was tough, but.
I mean, to pull the car, did you have to pry the car open in any way?
No.
Was she the only one in the car?
Yeah.
Quite an eventful day for you.
Yeah.
You know, how do you look back on the last 24 hours then?
Some good times, and you know, as I was just lucky to help. That was it. I was, you know, I don't want anything from it. If I see that a million times, I do it a million times, no matter what the situation may be. So, luckily, I was able to. My wife and I was able to actually help and be there when it happened and get her to safety.
Yeah, did you take a while to come down from that? Something like that? Were you? When you got in the car, were you kind of like shaking?
You know, you kind of reflect on life a little bit. You know, here I am, won the most important game of our season. And flash, you know, right in front of your eyes, your life, somebody that's in danger. I didn't think about anything that was going on in my life at the time. My job, like I say, the only thing I thought about was seeing with somebody in there and getting them to safety. And after I did it and drove off, my wife and I kind of talked in the car and just said, you know, things are a lot more precious in life than other than games or anything you accomplish in life. There's some things out there that's more important. And it showed last night. Even though we won the AFC Championship, it was a life in danger. So we were just happy to help.
So you waited until the police came to you?
Yeah.
Where did it happen? What town? What room?
Right on Route 1, right by the police department, right down the street a little bit, yeah. So.
How long were you doing? Trying to help out, calm the woman down when your wife was supporting you?
Like I said, it was something that we saw and we know she needed help, and we helped.
Did you even bring it up to your teammates today? Matthew was surprised when we asked him about it.
No. I mean, it's nothing to bring up, to be honest with you.
Vince, did she...
Was the Renton Police Department, you said it happened?
No, it was right off of Route 1 Foxborough.
Right back?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it wasn't Bianca. She's usually the stronger one and pulls him out, right?
The good thing was that we got her to safety, so I'm glad we did.
Any no idea she's doing, how she is, how she was when you pulled her out of the car?
I have no clue. All I know is she was talking and she was able to, you know, I was able to get out and walking to the side to sit down, and the police came, and they took it from there, so that's about it.
The car was on the idea how long it took?
It was on the side.
How long, Vince, could you guess that it took from the time you witnessed what had happened to the time the police finally arrived?
The police was there quick. It probably took a minute or two to get to the car and get her out.
Anybody say anything to you? Thanks.
Yeah, the police said thanks, but
wasn't necessary.
Vince, was the woman hurt or was she just shaken up?
I don't know. Like I said, my thing was just to get her to safety again. That's what I did.
You were the first one there?
Yeah.
And did she open the door or did you open the
door? I opened the door.
And then we helped her out?
Yeah.
Vince, with all that said, you know, as you reflect now, how special is this and what's ahead for you guys as you look as a team?
It's very special to be at this point. We played one of the most important games to get to this point, and now all of a sudden, everything you play for is right before your eyes. To be able to go in and play for a national championship, play for a Super Bowl, special. Special. So we want to do a lot of things well to be successful against this team. They're defending champions for a reason. And we got to play good ball. We're playing a good football team now. I think you got the best two teams in the league playing.
You've been one of the guys, the veterans here, along with Tom. Tom's looking at a record 6 Super Bowl for a quarterback. Is that amaze you? And would you like to get him the 4 rings to be up there with Montana?
You know what? It's special to be at this point. And I don't care how many you be in, you want to win. And our goal is to win. But it's going to come with hard work.
Is Tom a special quarterback? Does he deserve to be up there with Montana? And
he's the best. Croatia? He's the best.
You want to give him that 4 so there's no question in people's mind?
That's my opinion. Everybody have opinion. I think he's the best, and I'm glad he's my teammate.
Would it be nice to get him the 4 to end that debate? Or
it'd be great to get us another one, I'll tell you that. But it's going to take some good football to beat this team.
How much do you appreciate this era, Vince, what you're going through? Which, you know, was I think Robert Kraft said the other night it was 34 years and he didn't have a home playoff game. How much do you appreciate what's gone on in the last 10, 15 years with this organization?
I think you look back when I'm Oakland retired, out of the game, you kind of look back and reflect on what you've done. And it'll probably be a special time to accomplish what we accomplished. And this amount of time, special. But right now, our job is to play good and win. So you don't have time really to reflect back on your career.
Does it seem like forever ago that you might have parted ways with these teams and do you ever go, I'm glad we ended up here rather than somewhere else?
Everything happens for a reason. It's a reason that all of us are sitting in here playing together as a team. It's a reason that we're in the Super Bowl. So we're very thankful. But we worked our tails off. So we got to continue to work to get what we want to get.
Vince, when you played Seattle a couple of years ago, did you think they were on the verge of being a Super Bowl winning team?
They were a good team then. Yes, they were. You could just tell they were young and they were pretty good.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.